has it scoped out. They don't fall for it. The change of direction, and Nick Perry is able to lead a herd of Cass City Redhawks to the football, and a big loss on the play. Bring up second down and very long for Lakers as we come down to about the 9-minute, 10-second mark to go in this game. Lakers has the football in Cass City territory, down just two.
Second down, 17 or 18 yards to go. Center receiver wide to the right, Adam LeGault. Wing backs with a running back behind Wizard. Now man in motion. And they're back to pass. Staying in the pocket, throws quick into the field.
The
it's wide open at the 30-yard line, brought in by Preston Warren, and finally brought down to the 20-yard line, and that is enough for a first down conversion on a 20-yard reception from Wisner to Preston Warren to move the chains at the Cass City 20-yard line.
Brennan Hamilton makes the tackle, and if Brennan Wisner throws a little bit better football, I think the receiver scores on that play. But you send Adam LeGault out to the right. You bring the receiver in motion. That's Preston Warren to the right. And when that ball is snapped, Preston Warren is in motion and continues to run up the sideline. It's a wheel route, and there's no Cass City pass defenders anywhere near him. Easy throw and catch, and they turn it into a nice gain of 20 yards. Keep in mind, that's Brennan Wisner's third completion. That puts him over the 100-yard mark passing.
Wisner keeps it for himself. He's down to the 15-yard line, a 5-yard gain there, as he's brought down by number six, Santa Cathrelli. Comes out of the secondary to meet him after a 5-yard gain. Second down, 5 to go, and we have whistles. And looks like we may have an official timeout as we have potentially headlights.
We have more headlights in the end zone again.
Headlights in the end zone.
Lights again.
8:08 left in the fourth quarter. Whoever's in the far end zone, please turn your headlights off. You'd be right in line with the near sideline numbers. License plate number 8:08 left in the fourth quarter. We'd like to say hello. You're probably listening. So, second down, 5 to go. Lakers with the ball at the Cass City 15-yard line. 8 minutes, 8 seconds left before the district championship has been decided. 2-point ball game. This game started with Cass City leading 6-0. Then Lakers ties it with 3:03 left in the first half. Then they take the lead with no time left in the first half on a 50-yard reception to Jake Kretschmer. Lakers both touchdowns passes to Jake Kretschmer, who has 81 yards on the night. Lakers being led by the rushing attack, and that would be Preston Warren with 7 carries, 20 yards. Brennan Wisner, 6 carries, 18 yards, majority of those on this drive. Second down, 5 from the 15-yard line of Cass City. We're back in action. 3 wide to the left, 2 to the right, including those wingbacks. Wisner by himself in the shotgun. Man in motion to the far side. That's Katie. And Wisner's going to roll to his left to pass. Has a wide open receiver. That would be Jake Kretschmer, I do believe, number 8. Out to about the 11-yard line. And that is good for a 4-yard gain. Third down, 1 yard to go.
Santa Cathrell comes over from that deep safety spot, the center fielder, so to speak, of the defense. Reading that play, a lot of motion, guys going to the left. And you see Jake Kretschmer, the slot receiver, just kind of set down just after about 2 yards past the line of scrimmage. Two other receivers run down the formation, run down the field, distract the defense. And as the quarterback, Wisner, rolls to his left, he just dumps it off to him and lets Kretschmer turn around and go forward for a couple more yards. Easy throw and catch, brings up third and short.
Third and a yard, and they hand it off between the tackles. It's across the 10-yard line, has the first down, down to about the 9. There's a white jersey, the ball carrier, somewhere in that pile. And that would be number 8, Jake Kretschmer. And they are slow to get up into that huddle. First down for the Lakers inside the 10-yard line. First and goal from the 9. 14-12, Cass City leading, 7-10 left in regulation.
One of those big bodies on the defensive line is going to get credit for that tackle. Somebody in the middle there looks like a Hunter Vaughn or somebody like that as they run right at him. Just a running back dive play right through the middle. Push forward, get what they need for the first down. Now it's first and goal for Lakers on the 9-yard line.
Sending wide to the right, Adam LeGault. Everyone else in the single double wing. Taylor Cady now in motion to the left. Brennan Wisner keeps it for himself after a counter, and he's still on his feet all the way close down to the end zone line. Still the scrum all the way down to the 1, and no word yet, and looks like about an 8-yard gain from Brennan Wisner.
Wow, what a play there. An option play to the left. no, it's completely covered. So Wisner turns into a defender, hit at the line of scrimmage, is able to spin out of that tackle and make his way all the way down to the 1 yard line. There's a chance he got in there. They're going to mark him down right. That's inside the 1 yard line, Clark. What an impressive run by Brennan Wisner. And they're ready to cap off this drive as they're just letting some time run, try to kill this clock and retake the lead. Lakers trying to on the 1 yard line. Second goal from there.
That last play looks like a Kiwi rugby match. 5:58 left in the fourth. Lakers knocking on the door. Second and goal from the one. It's a handoff up the gut and looks like they cannot get it in. Flag flies from the backfield from the referee and no word yet from the officials even. And there's the official word, touchdown Lakers. But we'll see if this one sticks. Out of the bottom of that pile, that would be, that's number 8, Jake Kretschmer, if the touchdown does stand. But I'm not holding my breath on this one. And it's going to be basically the offensive line pushing the ball forward. And that's actually going to go against Brennan Wisner. As he handed it off to Jake Kretschmer, and Wisner then pushed Kretschmer in the back to get across that line. And so that will be a penalty against the Lakers, pushing them back on a second down and goal.
So what you're saying is not all rugby scrums are legal in high school football, huh?
As long as you don't get caught. It's a 5-yard penalty. Pushes them back. And I'm not sure if that's a repeat the down or if it's a third down.
I think they're discussing that.
That almost looks like they're discussing that right now.
Nonetheless, in my opinion, I thought the ball should have been whistled dead. There was clearly a 4 or 5 second time frame where nothing was happening, and it was 11 guys on this line pushing the other 11 guys. To me, that's a stalemate, and call it dead and replay the down or go to the next down. But
second down.
They're going to say it is second down, so that is a replay of the down.
Yes, indeed. 5:44 left in the fourth, 14-12. Cass City leading by 2. The Lakers trying to make that different. 2 wide to the left. Adam LaGault wide to the right. Wisner in the shotgun getting keep it for himself. Spins and he's brought down at the 4-yard line. The Cass City defense stepping up in big ways after only a 2-yard gain for Brennan Wisner. On the bottom of that pile for Cass City would be, I do believe, Connor Sines.
I agree with that, Clark. 51, Connor Sines, the senior on that left side, makes the tackle as Wisner tries to cut back away from him, unable to do it, and goes down for just a couple-yard gain. Third down and 4 coming up. Certainly feels like deja vu from a few weeks back when it was the other way around. Lakers had the lead. Cass City was trying to score late in the game. Here we have it again, just rolls reverse. But you know it's 4 down territory.
LaGault wide to the right, Wisner in shotgun, man in motion, that's Preston Warren to the right. Wisner back to pass, has Kretschmer at the 3, he dives across, touchdown Lakers! Jake Kretschmer with his 3rd reception touchdown of the night, and the Lakers retake the lead with 4 minutes and 50 seconds left in regulation. It's now Lakers 18, Cass City 14, 2-point conversion still upcoming.
What's interesting about that is the bum leg of Jake Kretschmer's is left one, so when that play goes to the right, Kretschmer catches the ball and is able to plant with the healthy foot, the right foot, and that was enough direction change where he can get some momentum and go forward and get that ball across the end zone line just barely, and Lakers on the road retakes the lead against Cass City as they're up by 4, trying to add on that all-important 2-point conversion.
7 minute, 27 second drive covering 57 yards for the Lakers. Leading by 4 points now. 4:50 left in the fourth. Receiver wide to the right, that's LaGault. Taylor Cady in motion to the left, and it's a handoff to Jake Kretschmer. And he's brought down in the backfield by Nick Perry at the 5-yard line. 2-point conversion is no good. So, a 4-point ball game, 4:50 left in regulation right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin of Pigeon support our schools and our athletes. Pigeon Telephone is your local telephone company serving Pigeon and Sandpoint residents. Now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company, Sandpoint residents. You can switch right now, keep your same phone number, and get a wider local calling area. Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon is everyone's favorite stop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner specials and great prices too. Stop in Tuesdays for Mexican Fiesta Night. Thursdays are Oriental Stir Fry Night. Fridays they have an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And Sunday is their famous breakfast buffet. Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon is your local crafting, supplies, and project store. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. With fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more, you're sure to find everything you need. That's Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon.